Good morning,
Oiseau.
Good morning,
Madame Renou.
Good morning, Monsieur Andrea.
Today is the 24th of April 2015. It's the Darshan Day.
Yes, it's the arrival of Mother in Pondicherry. So, 4th of April, Sri Bindu arrived. 24th of April, Mother arrived.
Do you remember which years?
More than 100 years ago.
Nope.
You?
Exactly not. You?
Yes, of course, but we'll never tell you.
1920?
Tell to the listener.
Not possible.
That was the first visit.
Because? It's just after the Second War? The First War? I don't know. It's maybe 1924.
Yeah. 1924.
I suppose.
So 100 years ago?
None of us are sure.
So, welcome back to the off the cuff.
Yeah, back here we are. Studio, everything is happening. Summer is going. Andrea will be leaving. This will be our last episode with him. He has to go and do parental duties. And, big part of the Orville life involves also looking after aging parents and going back. And
I will miss for 2 months.
2 months in Italy?
Yes. I will come back very fat.
Where in Italy?
I'm going to my city. The name is Ravenna. It's on the east side of Italy, 100 kilometers south of Venice. It's a very ancient city.
Where you come from, this guy, Venetia?
I come from Venice. It's
100
kilometers.
It's nothing from here. From here,
for Italy, it's like 2,000 million of kilometers.
We also live next to Ravenna.
It's true. Superb. Our other topic today, you have some news because...
We have the fundraising always running.
Yes, let's go.
First, fundraising radio.
Yeah, the radio is always looking for funding. We have the phase now to create... let's call it an experimental studio for the next phase of the radio station. We want to make something very particular and different what has been done till now in the world for commercial radio station, also for community radio. It's something very connected with the ideals of Orville, something that should be really emphasizing the internal personality of each one of us, not just the external side. We want to go deep into something that usually the people are not used to explore. So we need a special space, a cocoon, where we can create this kind of new content for the new generation. And we will have phases in our project. The first phase for sure is still quite far, but we are already starting to asking for architect to participate in this process of visioning this place, this space. And so here we are. We are looking for funds to make the beginning of this project. The account number is 251369.
Ah, yes, true.
It's always the same at the Auroville
Financial Service.
Or otherwise, we have the auroville.radio.org/donate.
I'm not able to remember this number. I don't know why.
In fact, it's just written in front of me. I have a paper. Am I using it, the paper?
So you are full of optimism. I was thinking you were completely depressed. But
why? I'm never depressed. I'm depressed only when I'm fighting with the ignorance and I see the ignorance taking over. But now the ignorance is dissipated by the happiness. So I'm happy.
Okay, good. Super. Good point. Are you Renou, about something?
I'm also quite happy. I don't have any particular reason for it.
This is good.
I feel quite good. And I'm also looking forward to the summer because I like the summer in Orville, because Orville is not geared towards the tourist industry. Or even though I like all the volunteers and all, I actually really enjoy when the atmosphere, I feel like the atmosphere of Orville is a little bit more
Orovillian.
And you can really sense it because all of this like buzz and excitement, and also probably the commercial activity that involves the whole tourist trade is just absent in the summer. So I feel like it's Orville. For me, it reminds me of the old days.
You don't have a fundraising project?
I'm always looking for money.
This is good.
We always need money. We have 1,000,001 projects to do. But also we don't have, you know, one gets money according to the capacity of being able to use it, so it's okay if I don't get it.
That's why I got only 100 rupees, me.
So yeah, probably.
I'm not able to use it. So okay, good. So we have no other news about
Yes, yes, lots of other news. Not about money. I saw on the internet today that again somebody has seen the spotted deer in Oroville.
What?
Wow.
A spotted deer.
Oh. Bambi.
Bambi shows up. Let's hope they didn't kill our mother too horribly.
Bambi is here.
So Bambi is in Oroville, and it's interesting because earlier they saw the same spotted deer in Certitude, and it wasn't so frightened. And in fact, we found little deer pellets the next morning. The dogs were barking. It didn't seem so bothered. And this was a few years ago, and then it was also sighted by Disciplinaria, by Alok, and now it's been sighted in Fertile Forest.
Okay, another one?
We were hoping for the tiger, but I don't know about this
tiger
sighting.
You hear about that?
Wow, that is totally fake.
You were not supposed to say anything.
Our worker said he cannot come during 3 days because of the tiger.
Yeah, he has to stay home.
So there was a tiger.
Allegedly, a goat was snatched and some scratch marks in a tree
anyway,
was found. He was very excited.
Yeah, we scooped me. So, 15 elephants in Forcomers.
Oh, true?
Yeah.
The same of...
They were all pink.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Maybe you got something...
Pink Floyd. So, another news renew without fundraising?
There is a fundraising that has been started by Harry.
Oh, okay.
Regarding the asbestos.
That's right. Asbestos roof that in the early days in Oroville, it was the ideal miracle
material
to use. And now it's time to change it because we've discovered the long-term health hazards of asbestos. So, however, the powers that be and the funds that are distributed do not find this necessarily an important task. So we're fundraising. It's a grassroots thing. And money for the asbestos roof at Aubrey, which is housing three services. Eventually, these services would move to the service area. But the building itself is still a good building, and the asset can be reused by either the forest group or some other group.
Forest group, because it is in the Greenbelt.
Okay, I'm not into all of this, who owns what
madame,
and all.
Sorry, madam. Mm-hmm.
So that already irritates me. Let's just say it's an Oroville asset, and it should be looked after by Oroville. The roof should be changed, and it should go back for another use to Oroville, not this group or that group.
Thank you, madam. I apologize.
Irritate me.
Sorry, madam Renaud.
Luckily, madam Renaud today is quite so we will have a hot off the cuff.
Another stuff?
Yeah, probably be also irritated when we talk about the water situation. Interesting to know that. I'm sure you were, but I might also be irritated there. Anyway, the interesting thing is I think it's a El Nino year, which means that the Pacific itself, even there's a giant ocean current that flows through and it brings the water temperatures up a few degrees. It's an important 14-year cycle, but it also brings extreme weather conditions and droughts and flooding and rain, etc.
That is happening every 12 years.
12, 14 years.
Yes.
And so they're saying it's an El Nino year this year.
But what's happening in Oroville?
And in Oroville, it's not even just Oroville. It's a worldwide thing of, having to manage water as a common resource a little bit better.
I don't believe that. I want to speak about only the city without the Green Belt and without the galaxy. What's happened for the city? The situation of water in the city.
Right now, you mean? I know they're all quarreling because they can't decide on a common plan. And mostly, for me, the big problem is here in Oroville, everybody wants to be or thinks their idea is the best and everybody has some ambition. And so it's the same problem replicated worldwide. Everybody thinks their idea is the smartest and the best. And nobody's actually looking to collaborate for the good of everybody.
But I got a mail, a quotation from Schrobindo.
Mm-hmm.
Because one moment, sometimes when you fight, you want to stop. Because you are fed up all the time of the situation. So you say, okay, I stop. And suddenly, the guy with who I was fighting, and we have a clash about water, sent me a quotation of Schrobindo that you explain, or mother, that Morleg explained you have no right to escape the fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, no?
So one is annulling...
To fight, you need to be two.
Okay.
So if one moment you said, I don't want to fight, do it, I don't care, I go back to my mountain, I go with my cow, I will be more quiet, I go to... My mother said, no, because each one maybe carry an aspect of the truth, and the clash is necessary in order, he came because we are not able yet to project another vision superior that can make
well, hopefully when everybody has to go and carry pots to wash their bum and wash their dishes, then maybe they'll be able to jump to that superior level.
Another stuff, yeah, correct. Another stuff.
Unfortunately, I think that, you know, as long as everybody's comfortable and getting their tea served.
Another stuff about the average of consumptions, no? Suddenly, I check internet, the Hindu. It's interesting, they say in America it's 500 liters by day, France 280 liters. Liter, India 135. And the more interesting is
liters
to see
per day per head.
Day per head. The more interesting is to see the model of calculations of what is for an Indian people 135. Or it's fun, you see that for the washing machine, you have for the washing you have 20 liters, for the drinking 5, for the cooking 5 liters. So it's very interesting to see. And you know the average here in Auroville for one guy in somewhere in Auroville?
500 something?
500 something is 200 rupees, no? I think by month.
I don't know how much the price is. I know that
it's 18 rupees for 1,000. Okay, so when you have a bill of 300 rupees, you divide 300 rupees by 18, and you know how many cubic meter you use. So 300 rupees divided by 18, how much?
I don't know. It's too complicated.
16 what? And you got 16 cubic meter by month. You divide this 16,000 liter by 30,
and you come
and
with
got, and you have 500.
That's the thing.
Okay, if 500 is 9 rupees. So by day, if you use, like an American, 500 liter by day in Auroville, it costs only 9 rupees. And you are like in California, American, and you know that all around Quilapayam, they use only 135 water.
So ideally, what would be the solution for Auroville? Because I think, ideally for you, what should be the next step in Auroville? Wait, and you'll be very concise and to the point. And every time you go somewhere else, I'll stop you. Because I just want you to explain what you think in your vision, what would be the ideal solution for the next steps in concerning water in Auroville.
The first step is to understand the complexity of the situation of water. So before to start to make actions, don't put your horse first, put your cow. What does it mean? The knowledge. So first, before to act, you need to do a panoramic of the situations that we did already.
For the listeners that don't understand what Wazo is referring to, the old Vedic word for cow was also the description for knowledge, whereas horse was more for the vital being. So that's what he's referring to when he's talking about horses and cows.
Yeah, and the cow, and my cow, I like the cow, my cow tell me. We did already the vision with John about all who does what. We have a list of all the people working on water. Now I am a coordinator of Portus Water. So there is different priorities. The difficulty is to see there is priority in terms of a pedagogic level. There is a priority in terms of the workers of water. There is priority of people using water. So there is global informations, small informations that we need to spread. And each one, like you or with radio, you can express you is the user, for example. Me, in terms of coordinator of Portus Water, I have to check the other service, I have to check who does what, and us, we need to be harmonized. So I have to harmonize the service working on water. You have to harmonize the user.
But if each person shouts thinking that what they're doing is the most important.
Normal. But of course, it's normal. But for the moment, for me, I said, in terms of, if there is no water, we need to protect, classic stuff for us, the percolation sites, save, protect, and revalue the percolation site. It's one priority that people like Kerit, people taking care of erosion control, can do it. They can ask money for that.
Kerit is the fellow that is going around with a digger, making...
Yeah, so you have... Before,
he does a lot of work in Sadhana Forest recently, which is canyon land. Yes.
Because in ecology, you need to think about the aval and the amont. You need all time to think, and you need to think before, during, after. So the before is preparation of the land. Kerit, Yana, Palmyra, you're going to work of that, your runoff, the percolations. So they are doing some. After, you need technicians that you need water, energy, electricity to pump or solar. Second priority, I propose solar pump. Solar pump.
No, not what you propose. The next, okay.
No, that's my priority. In terms, because I'm in charge also of the solar fund, so we want to promote Rama and me and Rishi from Sunlit. We want to promote a shift of a transfer of energy, and we want to propose to go to the solar pump.
But don't go in the details.
Now, this is my priority. This is a ramp. After, in terms of communication individual, we need to diffuse this message from Madame Vogel from California that said, police ourselves without the power of the state. Mm. So this I like it. And by neighbors like Semita, people around, you in your community, Kalabumi, you need to create a water cell. You create the Kalabumi cells.
We had a meeting 1 week ago.
Yeah, and really? the more important priority is very easy to do. Mm-hmm. Each one can know how he consumes.
But in your Kalabumi, I mean, for me, it'll also be interesting because it could become, if it becomes more of a crisis, a real tool by which we can do more planning work with the bioregion and work for the common good. And then maybe there'll be also some sort of sense of land protection in a kind of cohesive way instead of all the, speculation that we have today, because water will be really a priority. So maybe people in the village will realize, yeah, okay, I can make more money selling this piece of land to a speculator, or there can be a kind of social pressure and understanding that, hey, you know, we're going to live here for generations, all of us. So for the common good of all of us, maybe we need to manage these assets together. So that would be exciting. For me, that would be an idea.
For me, my last, I have two things to finish. Is water, is, I was speaking with Alok, he want to give me money for making a drama. And my approach in terms of artist was to say, the water is used in three categories, what we call domestic people, is a specified communication we need to it. After you have all the artisanal industries, a specific also use of water, and after you have another one, is agriculture and forest, is a specific. And all this context, if I can finish my thing, is you cannot speak of water without the couple water energy. And this couple is fighting with another couple, is land and finance. Because you have water, for to get water come from the sky, but you need a piece of land, energy to get your water. And you need money for that. So, all you cannot disconnect the problem of water if, with the energy, land and money. That's why it's complex.
Yeah, correct. It's a complex issue and should be really addressed because it's our future. We cannot survive one week without water. Mm. So it's not a matter of having no power that, okay, no power, I can candle. I will light on some candle. Mm. The water is the water. So it's the major...
I hope that's a major good of any place. Yeah, I hope that you guys from Beauville Radio will go on these three, four axes. Water, energy, finance, light. You will make report about that, and you will go on three fields, domestic, artisanal industry, agriculture, and forest. If you guys, you are able to understand that each domain has particular problem. For example, in the forest, us, we
sounds use... like you just gave yourself a job for a program in the radio.
Not one, three.
For example, to give you Microsoft machines. You know, you want to know in a green belt for my 12 acre fruit, how much I use by day, how much?
24 million?
Yes. No, I use only 10,000 liters by day because the solar pump give only 8 hours of 10. So it's a way to control your consumptions by technical. You use only 30% of 24 hours. And the maximum I have to, with my 40 acre, my 12 mango, chiku,
zil, 14,
12. That is, I have only 10,000.
Okay, so that is the...
Referent. 500 liters, 9 rupees for a city guy. 10,000 liters, 180 rupees by day. It means 15,000 rupees by years. In 15 years, 8 lakh. And one solar pump and four panels costs only for 15 years, 1 lakh 5. So to have a solar pump is to save money and to save water. Thank you. I love you.
Okay, thank you very much, Oiseau, for all the explanation regarding the water.
Thank you, Andrea, for a wonderful trip, and we'll look forward to seeing you again, and we'll try and keep the radio running.
You have a lot of editing work.
Bye-bye.
Bye.